Blog Talk Radio.
How big is your vision? Is it one that will help you to get through the tough times? It should be. Doesn't matter what you want to work on, you have the ability to achieve. You need to take the time to figure it out. Got it?
I hope you got it, folks, because it's time. It is time because success is at your fingertips. Let your fingers do the walking. Hi, this is Cliff McKnight of Leverage Me Too and QS Motor Vision's Joy Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Here we are taking advantage of the blessings that we have been privy to as a result of technology, both internally and psychically, spiritually, as well as in our day-to-day actions. I'm here to help remind you, to remind us all, that we can move out and away from anxiety, trepidation, and fear, and move toward possibility, move toward opulence and abundance, move toward our passion. Now, some of you are probably too young to remember, but there used to be this thing called the Yellow Pages. It was a way for us to be in touch with one another. It was kind of a directory, a list of all the phone numbers in the area. They had these things for every municipality, and it had a Yellow Pages that talked about how to get in touch with this business and that business, and the White Pages to catch up with friends and neighbors and just people we wanted to connect with. Great resource, and I understand it's still in existence, and most folks are still using, I guess, the online resources, but it's not a bad idea to have and to check into as well. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. The way I want you to let your fingers do the walking is what you're doing, probably even if you listen to the show. Some of you are listening to this show online. Some of you are calling in to listen. But whatever the story, the bottom line is that technology has got you here. Technology got you here. Now, you want to capitalize on this to help get you where you want to go. So I'm introducing to you three resources you can use to move you forward. And I know these resources have been mentioned in certain ways. So aside from just talking about the resource, I'm going to talk about some maybe specific resources that you can use the resource for. And then I'll follow up with four things that you can do. Four things that you can do each and every day, four things that you can do each and every day to help you on your way towards your goals, to manifest that goal and to attract that goal to you. So, let's start with those three resources. Now, if you've listened to my shows, it shouldn't be difficult for us to talk about the actual technological online internet resources and talk about how we've discussed in the past taking those resources that we have traditionally used for entertainment and social interaction and convert them toward goal-striving, building, and attacking your goals and dreams resources. Yeah, I'm talking about online resources like YouTube and like this show, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, social media, the things that you normally use, but we're going to dig a little deeper now. I'm going to give you a couple of specifics. Like on YouTube, look up those individuals that inspire you. If you've never done it, I'll give you a few. If you have, I'll reinforce some. And maybe for some of you, it'll be just some new information. You want inspiration? Listen to the likes of Jim Rohn and W. Clement Stone and Napoleon Hill. These are back-in-the-day type folks who have historically created entire industries for self-development and personal development. Les Brown and even Delatorio McNielsen, who were on the back, and Eric Thomas and Clifton McKnight. Well, I guess I'm not that new on the block, but you know what? You're just listening to me. You may have just discovered me. Barbara Talley, how much do you know about her? Do you know much about Chansey Witcher or Melanie Inspires Thomas, Lise Ullmans? Do you know Villa Powell? Do you know, I want to call her Siobhan Johnson. Do you know Donald Williams? He's not necessarily my inspirational speaking, but he's doing inspirational stuff. He's sponsoring programs. And Catherine Trotter, she's not only spoken word, she's an author, and she's the leader of the Speak Life Tour. Do you know these people? Listen to them. Connect to them. Now, I also want you to use these resources to strengthen your education. If you're interested in business, developing business, use YouTube and Blog Talk Radio and Stitcher and look up Entrepreneur, because Entrepreneur Magazine, Black Enterprise Magazine, O Magazine, all of those things have YouTube channels, radio stations. I hope you're getting this, because it's right there. It's right there. How many of you have listened to Ona Brown, Own Your Dreams with Ona Brown? Well, step up and take advantage of what you have available to you today. Today, it's not that you can't get it. You just got to, just that you're not doing it. Go for it. Get it. Get it. Get it. Like Renee Sunday says all the time. I tell you, folks, right there at your fingertips. Of course, in that, we talked, you know, talking about YouTube, Blog Talk, and all that. What about social media? Yes, we've talked before about social media being a great resource to connect to one another. How about the groups? How about connecting with some of these groups to reinforce, to strengthen, to educate yourself further, to network, to make the network? I heard somebody, wrote somebody, man, if I can find her name, I'll post it and let you know. She said it's not networking, it's net weaving. I love that. Maybe she'll identify herself to me or put it, bring calling on the show sometime. Maybe we'll have her as a guest. I'll get it. But I hope you're capturing the essence here. And, you know, while we're talking about all of this stuff, I also have a mirror effect to communicate to you. If there's time, I'll bring it in at the end. But we're talking about using the resources, and then we're talking about the types of resources, the kind that fortifies you and strengthens you. And the third thing I want to talk to you about you ready? Oh, I think, let me see, let's go over what we did. We did the YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, social media groups, meetups. But how wise are you at capitalizing on these resources? Take these very same resources and put them on your phone, in your, so you can have them on your car radio. You can listen to them while you're walking. You can listen to them while you're maybe waiting in line. And so now you've taken the resource and you multiply the resource because you put it on multimedia. All right, you got that? Now my last resource that I want to mention to you today has to do with reading. So we talked about you listening and watching. Now I'm asking you to do some reading. Reading books, reading magazines, reading newsletters, reading e-zines. Reading, ladies and gentlemen, can take you way over the top. Reading posts. Check out conversations, Words We Could All Live by Cyrus Webb, and Core Prayer by Chansey Witcher. And, you know, on track On Fire on Purpose by Barbara Talley. Of course, I want you to take full advantage of If You Can't Calm the Waters, Learn to Ride the Waves by yours truly, Clifton McKnight. And Philip Powell's 31 Days of Transformation. And if you can, if you haven't already, or if it's been a while, go back to Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz, and The Power of The Magic of Believing by Claude Bristol. I love Og Mandino's series. I love The Greatest Miracle in the World, The Greatest Salesman in the World. You know, just take a time to refuel and rebuild yourself and surround yourself with the positive information and insights that will keep you on your road. If you're doing a real estate, it's not just about positive information, it's also strategic information. As some of you have seen my pictures, I've got One Step Closer to More, which tells you how you can take Facebook and use it to maximize your returns in business. Charles Blair talks about it from the vantage point of real estate business, but in fact, it's marketing strategy. You can use it on anything. So you got an idea of some resources. Now let's talk a little bit about four things you can do You ready? Four things you can do each day to help you on your way. Each day, every single day. I mean, I want to start with suggesting that you get enough sleep at night. You know, it's kind of crazy for me to say this because I always talk about you can wake up a little bit early and get a little bit more done. But I saw something, I believe it was actually LinkedIn, that talked about 10 habits you can let go of to help you improve your productivity. One of them is get enough sleep, and it does make sense. Get enough sleep so that you can be energized and ready to rock and roll. So you get your rest. And once you've gotten your rest and you're waking up, I want you to consider three things that you want to happen today. Three things that you want to happen and three things that you want to accomplish. Important to make note of these things. I've got another thing that I really want to hit up there with you, but we're going to start with that. Three things that you want to happen. Now, I'm going to save it. I got another thing I'm going to come back to, but we'll save it. So you have three things you want to happen. You write it down. You look at it all the time. You're very clear about it. It's in front of you. It keeps you moving. And, you know, but as a result of that, you have more accomplished. You have more productive, and the things that you say are important to you get done. The next thing I want to suggest you do, and it doesn't sound very business-like, but I'm talking about quality of life here as well. Quality of life is absolutely the more important element. And so the strategy, the suggestion is call, text, or email, or instant message, maybe even it's a public post, but communicate with someone that you care about very deeply. Maybe you haven't been in touch with them recently, or maybe you have, but just send them a note. Let them know that they're in your heart. Let them know that they're on your mind. And in some way, just add to their day. If you do that over and over and over, and I give you the say, you know, three people, but, you know, you might choose to do more sometime. Well, I guess the same with cutting out here. But so real quick, I want you to also take the time to – did I say deep breathing already? Well, let me just say this. I'm going to go through it here. Before you consider three things that you want to happen – text, call people that you care about. Take some deep breaths and move your body. Deep breaths and move your body. Move your body, whether it's dance, whether it's exercise, whether it's swimming, whether it's walking, whatever it is. Move your body, move your body, move your body. It energizes you. It inspires you. It moves you forward. Please do that. And then I come all the way back to this one thing that I want to say for last, but I got to hit it to you fast. Do one thing. I told you about those three things, but do one thing every day, every single day, well, even 5 or 6 days a week, that moves you towards your major goal. One thing, one goal that you will keep doing, and before you know it, you will have amassed so much that you will be amazed at the progress you've made. Look, this is Cliff McKnight saying, if you can't come in waters, learn to ride the waves. I'm with you. I believe in you. Stay in touch with me. Join the Facebook group, Joyfully Getting From There. Let's make it happen. Let's get it done. Because the bottom line is, if it is to be, it's up to thee. You can do it. You can do this. You can do it. Take action. Connect with somebody to support you in it so that you will be there. Take care. God bless.
From vision to decision. Yeah. Whether it's your dawn or your sunset, even when you've worked really hard, you've done all the right things. Sometimes, when you least expect it, things begin to fall apart. How are you going to deal with this? What are your contingencies? If you